I really don't want to elaborate very much on different subjects because I don't know if I'm going to be revealing that I'm nuts or what. I really wouldn't want anybody to think any more than they have to about me. All I know is I'm going to be in one hell of a fix when I have to face the big man up in heaven. I'm not saying that with disrespect to the big man, I'm just saying how I felt like saying it. Yeah, it says in the Bible that he who kills himself will not be resurrected. Well, this is a great punishment that I am bestowing upon myself, not only physically, but from what I've read, I'm going to be suffering eternally for this. But actually, I thought maybe I could possibly sit it out through this short lifespan, you know, and maybe just have enough courage to stay alive until something bestows upon me that I will die and that I will go up in heaven, well, in one of the kingdoms anyway, and wait for the big day. The big day comes, and maybe I could have made a little bit better of myself than if I would have just copped out and pulled the trigger. But life sometimes seems so long to wait. I really don't have, all I'm actually doing is existing now. And I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself. Maybe you talk to a psychological doctor, maybe I am, I don't know. I have thought it over many times and there really isn't nothing to think, to live for. I don't think there is. And I really don't think anybody can convince me that there is. Not me, anyway, no. We're talking about individuality feelings. Wow. My words twisted up here. I can't hardly talk sometimes. I could actually sit here and jabber on about all my troubles, but I'm not going to because I just don't feel like it. So I won't talk anymore about my problems. All that to say is, I'm not going to give no sentimental speech here. So I think I'll just close with a blank statement. Maybe kind of an idiotic statement. But a lot of things are crazy. So I'll close with a statement that this is Dexter Gardner speaking. I am signing off. Thank you.
Craig Gardner's parents are remarkable people. They had the tape you have just heard played at his funeral. His mother, Mrs. William J. Blaine of Carnes, Utah, talked about her loss, her reasons for playing the recording of her son's voice at his funeral.
I thought if it was played in the funeral, there would be some of his friends and young people there at the funeral this is what I was thinking of, the people that knew him that would hear it. At first, this is why I had it played at the funeral, was just to help some of these young people right around here.
Did you have any idea that your son was addicted to LSD?
No, I sure didn't.
I know that he referred to on his tape about starting off with marijuana and then progressing into LSD. Did he act funny? Did you didn't notice anything peculiar about his actions and the times that he saw you?
The only thing that I, now that I know, that I can look back on and say I should have spotted was there was times when he was quite so ornery. He didn't want anybody to talk to him and he didn't want to be bothered this way.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as any other signs, I, even knowing it now, I still can't say that I should have saw this or I should have saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should have, but I didn't. I don't know enough about the drug even now, I guess, to really say what I should have saw. But I think that my problem was One of the problems was that I just didn't think I had a kid to do that.
Right.
I just felt like that my kids have been good kids, and they've never caused me a lot of trouble, and I just really, I had my head in the sand, and I think this is the way a lot of us parents, this is a problem.
Right.
We don't think our kids will do things like this.
The feeling is like death. You feel it's going to happen to somebody else, but never to you.
That's right.
What was your reaction when you first heard the tape? And the reaction, say, of the other children, the entire family, when they heard it?
It was a shock, I guess, to all of us. But we also felt that with him leaving this tape, that maybe there was a purpose to it, that maybe it wasn't just a complete waste. That maybe this tape could help others. I know all my own children, they haven't said too much about it. They've taken it, my daughter has taken it to school and had it played in seminary. And they've had a lot of friends that have heard it and told them how much this is going to help them and this sort of thing. So I imagine it has had a great influence on them, feeling that this will help other kids.
Mrs. William Blaine lost a son to drugs. Her loss cannot be appreciated by anyone who has not suffered a similar tragedy. It can be averted if those who listen to her voice and that of her son hear what they are saying. Bill Ryan, NBC News, New York.